Chrysalis, written by Mr. EHK, fandom Stray Kids, read by Pieces of Stars. Jisungi, you have to start looking up which paintings are fake. This is the fifth time. Blathers won't accept this shit. Jisung scowls, watching on his screen as Minho's character does a little angry emote before running furious circles around the museum curator, trying to kill him, probably.
I believe in playing with integrity, Hyung. The Animal Crossing wiki is for liars and cheats.
It's for people that don't want to waste their hard-earned money buying plagiarized paintings, Minho retorts. Look, come here. His character disappears into a door on screen. Jisung reluctantly follows. Look at all of this empty wall space that could be filled with art if you just checked beforehand. Do your pockets feel light? They must. There's so many bells missing and so little art on the wall.
No, actually. Paintings are much heavier than money, so my pockets are perfectly heavy.
Jisung flees the scene, leaving the museum to go do something else. He doesn't need to be berated for his poor choices. Minho already did that when he chopped down two of Jisung's new apple trees on account of them being in the wrong spot.
Really, Jisung didn't know there was a right spot.
No matter. They've been playing for an hour, so it's just about time for Minho to... I'm logging out. Sleepy.
Lazy, Jisung corrects.
Minho just shrugs, tossing his switch to the other side of the bed and pulling his phone out of his pocket. This happens every time. Minho gets bored, starts doom-scrolling on socials for hours, while Jisung slaves away at making their shared Animal Crossing town the perfect place to live. It's a give and take. Jisung expected nothing less when he asked Minho to play with him. He knows his best friend better than that. Jisung sighs, returning to the in-game curator to hand off some fish he caught. The museum is useless, technically, but Minho likes to collect things. He's always more concerned about the completeness of the exhibits than anything else, and Jisung respects that. He's a really good friend. Minho is a really good friend, too, just letting Jisung take up space in his bed almost every night, playing games, sharing company. They've always been like this. Content in silence, content in noise. Just content with each other in all ways. Jisung gets lost in his game. Minho gets lost in his phone. They coexist and lose time together. There's no way to tell how long it's been when Jisung lets out his first yawn. He's been around the island four times, caught a handful of bugs, sold them, decorated his house. He rolls his neck, blinking the bleariness out of his eyes. The hour is just shifting to when the nighttime bugs come out, so he's not ready to quit now. He leans back, expecting a pillow, all turned around from wiggling and fidgeting while he was playing. Instead, he falls straight into Minho.
Oh, shit, sorry,
he mumbles, straightening up again. Didn't know you were behind me. It's no problem, Song. Minho's voice is lower from disuse. Come here. Jisung doesn't have time to react, to process what's happening, before Minho's arm hooks around his side, palm landing on his sternum, and he's being guided back down until he's laying solidly on Minho's chest. His body goes stiff, but then he thinks that's probably more awkward, so he forces himself to relax. One deep breath, and then another. Jisung pulls his knees up, resting his switch there to quell the shaking of his hands. This is weird. They don't do this. They've never done this. Jisung's eyes flick over to where Minho is scrolling through Instagram like nothing is amiss. His thumb slides up the screen, pauses on the next post, continues scrolling. Is this weird? He and Minho are best friends, have been for years. They stick to each other when they go to parties together, and they've certainly shared a drunk dance or two at the club. But when they're hanging out, they don't cuddle. Is this cuddling? Jisung can't keep up with his thoughts, his heart picking up speed. Minho breathes beneath him, chest rising and falling so softly it's barely perceptible. He's warm, and his shoulders are broad, so Jisung fits on one side comfortably. If Jisung focuses, he swears he can feel the tickle of Minho's breath on his head. This doesn't have to be weird. Minho is his best friend. They're best friends. He loves Minho more than anyone else in the world. He's been standing in the same place in his game for at least 3 minutes. He jerks his thumb on the joystick, screen waking up. His character stares at him, taunting. Maybe this is better than laying on pillows, because Jisung's neck always cramps up when he lays down and plays. And he always gets cold. But Minho is at just the right angle, and he's radiating heat like a furnace. Jisung lets out a long breath, allowing himself to fully melt into Minho's body. This isn't weird. It's weird that Jisung is overthinking it. It's weird that he's stuck on it. Why is he stuck on it? He misses 3 bugs in a row, his net thwacking against the grass helplessly. Minho's fingers slide into Jisung's hair without hesitation, his elbow resting on Jisung's shoulder. Jisung takes in a shaky breath at the contact, his net hitting the ground for the 4th time. Blunt nails against his scalp, just carting through. An easy, repetitive motion. Jisung's eyelids flutter shut. He's always been weak to his hair being played with. But Minho doesn't know that. How could he? They've never done anything like this before. Jisung's stomach twists and turns. It doesn't feel like nausea, but something entirely new. He doesn't know if he's ever felt something like this before. Warm, pulsing, low in his gut, accompanied by pins and needles across his skin. Maybe his appendix has burst. Maybe Minho is just really good at whatever this is. He wants to lean back further, bend his head into Minho's touch like a needy cat. He's afraid that if he does, Minho will realize what he's doing and stop. That he'll come back to his right mind and shut off his phone, shove Jisung off of him and say, "What the fuck?" Another miss. Minho's hand ventures further, hitting a particularly sensitive spot right behind Jisung's ear, and the knot in his belly tightens. His thighs shift together without permission, heat spreading outward from his core. The game plays the cute little noise to tell him he's caught a bug, the moth displayed on screen in his character's hand. It's the stupid species Minho has been missing for ages. Go figure. Jisung gasps before he can think better of it.
Hyung, look!
He holds up his screen for Minho to see. Jisung can't see Minho smiling, but he can feel it pressed to his head when Minho bends forward. Nice catch, Jisung-ah. Took you long enough,
Shut up!
Jisung complains. The burn of shame that Minho had been watching him repeatedly slip up while he grappled with the intimacy of the situation is immediately squashed by another wash of pleasure when Minho resumes his petting. Pleasure. Pleasure. What a gross word. The only word that feels apt to name the turn of his stomach. Minho has never much cared about personal space. He hugs Jung-in to bother him, and he lets Felix cling to him whenever the other wants. Hell, Minho always allows Jisung to hover in his vicinity whenever he's feeling anxious, or he just needs comfort. Maybe this is normal, and they've just not been doing it. Girls do this kind of shit all the time, right? Jisung sighs again, this time completely involuntarily, his eyes aching from overuse. Sleepy? Minho asks. I can drive you home. That would be nice, Jisung swallows. The fingers in his hair make one more path before letting up, patting Jisung firmly on the chest to ask him to get off. Thanks, Hyung. Anything for you, Jisung. Minho acts normal in the car. He sings to the radio, turns to poke Jisung in the side to try to get him to sing along. He smiles and laughs. and doesn't seem affected in any way from the night. Not in the way Ji-sung is, climbing out of the car and jellied legs.
Good night, Hyung. Thanks again.
You're coming over tomorrow, yeah? Min-ho ducks down to peek out the window. Ji-sung chews his lip for a second, nerves bubbling up in his stomach. He hasn't felt nervous around Min-ho since the day they met. Not once.
If you want.
Min-ho grins, brow furrowing slightly.
Why'd you say it like that?
Of course I want you to come over.
I just thought...
Ji-sung stops. He doesn't know what he thought. That Min-ho was disgusted by him. That Min-ho could hear the way his heart was beating out of control in his chest while they cuddled. How it sped up when Min-ho started playing with his hair. That he could feel the heat barreling out from his core. Right where it shouldn't be.
Never mind. Drive safe.
Ji-sung watches Min-ho speed off from inside the door of his building. Min-ho never leaves before he knows Ji-sung is safe and sound. Ji-sung's legs feel like they're filled with lead as he climbs upwards. 3 flights. It takes him too long. His hands shake when he unlocks the door. He trips when he goes to take off his shoes. The living room is lit by a flashing rainbow emitted from the TV. His roommate, Hyunjin, on the couch with his boyfriend. They're laying folded together, Jung-in's head resting against Hyunjin's chest. Hyunjin's hand buried in his hair, lazily playing with it. They both look up when he walks inside and promptly freezes in the doorway.
Hey, Sung, where have you been?
Hyunjin smiles, but Ji-sung's eyes are stuck on his hand, the way it's making trails over Jung-in's scalp. Does Jung-in feel the same barrage of fire Ji-sung did with Min-ho when Hyunjin holds him like that? What a silly question. Of course he does. He and Hyunjin are in love. Ji-sung sniffles, forcing his eyes up. What do butterflies feel like? Hyunjin and Jung-in stare at him, unflinching.
Like when their little feet land on you, or...
Jung-in tries.
No, like, in your stomach.
Ji-sung's fingers make nonsensical motions over his midsection.
Like, gay ones.
Gay ones?
Hyunjin snorts.
Can you say that? Is that offensive? I don't know!
Ji-sung defends, volume rising.
You tell me! I'm just asking you a genuine question!
It feels a little offensive.
Jung-in purses his lips.
Like, you could have just said butterflies. I did! And you thought I was talking about the bugs!
Well, why would you be talking about gay ones?
Why can you say it, but I can't?
Because I'm gay and you're straight.
Boys, boys.
Hyunjin interrupts, holding both of his hands in the air.
Let's calm down. Let's start from the beginning. Ji-sung? Were you out with Min-ho Hyung?
Ji-sung scowls at Jung-in, arms winding across his chest.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Hyunjin gives him a knowing look. Ji-sung can't for the life of him imagine why.
Well, butterflies, gay or not, feel overwhelming. Like warm and twisty and anticipatory, you know?
Ji-sung frowns, unconvinced.
Have you never had a crush, Hyung?
Jung-in asks. Ji-sung runs a frantic hand through his hair, his perfectly finger-combed hair.
Well, now I don't know. You're confusing me.
Now? Both of them say at once, sitting up straighter.
I'm going to bed.
Ji-sung juts his thumb over his shoulder. He doesn't want to be grilled anymore.
Hey, wait!
Jung-in protests, but Ji-sung is already exiting stage left. Just before he goes, he hears Hyunjin say, "Don't worry, baby. He'll talk when he's ready." Ji-sung slams his door, just for good measure. To be perfectly honest, Ji-sung has always thought there was something wrong with him. He had his first kiss when he was 16, and
He always felt sort of stupid for how long it took. It was at a party with the most popular girl in school. She was pretty. Everyone told Ji-sung so. He agreed naturally. He can tell when people are pretty. But when they kissed, he didn't feel much at all. His stomach certainly didn't turn over the way it did when Min-ho played with his hair. He had a girlfriend once, freshman year of college, but it fizzled out instantly because it was unbelievably clear that Ji-sung wasn't feeling it. They were making out in his bed, and he was having a hard time understanding why people bother. His body laying dormant from the touches, and she pulled back and said, "You're not into me, are you?" Too many times it's been, "It's not you, it's me." One time, Ji-sung tried to ask his brother about it, and he was told that the right girl will come along. Ji-sung is broken. He belongs on the island of misfit toys. A sad little paper doll with a space carved out of his chest where he's missing a heart. That's what he thought, at least. But then Min-ho played with his hair, and Ji-sung thinks that he wants him to do it again. He feels guilty. What if Min-ho doesn't acknowledge that it happened? Or what if Ji-sung tries to lay on him and Min-ho pushes him away? Humiliation isn't a good look on Ji-sung, but one he wears far too often. He doesn't know what's wrong with him, but at least he's capable of feeling something new. In the morning, he feels more himself. He wonders what will happen. Ignores the stupid flurry of butterflies in his stomach at the idea of he and Min-ho making this their new normal. He also ignores the fleeting thought that maybe it was a one-off. That next time Min-ho touches him, he won't feel the same. He can't decide which option is scarier. Min-ho lets him in that night like always. They eat dinner, and then they retire to Min-ho's bed. And they play Animal Crossing until Min-ho gets fed up with Ji-sung's poor art identification skills again. As soon as Ji-sung yawns, Min-ho's hand finds his wrist, dragging him down to his chest. Ji-sung's heart goes crazy, and the butterflies return full force, and Ji-sung can't comprehend what's happening to him. New normal. Sure. Or maybe their relationship is just evolving. It's not lost on Ji-sung that there's another butterfly metaphor there. Min-ho lets his hands linger at Ji-sung's waist when they're out in public or cooking dinner. Ji-sung knows that when it's time to play Animal Crossing, he should just cuddle into Min-ho's side to begin with, because they both seem perfectly content with it. When Min-ho grows tired, he starts looking through Instagram and petting Ji-sung's hair. How many times makes him gay? Ji-sung wonders. And then he immediately feels bad for thinking such a thing. It's not like he cares if he's gay, he just never thought he was. Ji-sung has never had a best friend. Not like Min-ho. But he's sure he's never had a crush, either. Not really. Because maybe he was looking in the wrong place. He's having a hard time parsing through what a best friend feels like, or what a crush feels like, and if he's not so broken after all. It's a lot, and it's scary, and Ji-sung is bubbling over with anxiety about it when he's not in Min-ho's arms. Because when he's in Min-ho's arms, the world ceases to exist. He feels safe and comfortable and warm, and he allows himself to stop thinking about everything that's bothering him. Min-ho's last boyfriend was a man named Min-yuk. He was older and cool and put together. He'd keep his hand in Min-ho's back pocket whenever possible, and he'd look at Min-ho like he knew exactly what he wanted. Ji-sung remembers thinking that he wishes he were just like Min-yuk. That he was just as certain of himself and what he wants. Ironic, isn't it? Ji-sung never considered himself a jealous person, but he's starting to think he's just shit at interpreting his own feelings. He
He needs a dictionary. Or an encyclopedia. He's clearly been looking in the wrong one. The Animal Crossing wiki is a non-starter, for personal reasons. "Why are you thinking so hard? Quit that," Minho mumbles, the pad of his thumb dropping right on the center of Jisung's bottom lip, pulling it free of the violent clench of his teeth. "You're gonna make yourself bleed." "Sorry," Jisung sighs, rubbing his eyes. "Just had a lot on my mind lately." "Hmm," Minho hums like he knows. Maybe he does. Minho was like that. "Want a cuddle? Would that help?" Jisung swallows the rapidly growing lump in his throat before he can choke. "So they have been cuddling." He was half convinced he couldn't call it that. He nods wordlessly, scooching closer. Minho's knees part, and Jisung is confused with what he wants until Minho directs him to turn, pulls him to lay between his legs, back to chest. "Better?" Minho asks into his hair. "No, Jisung thinks he's going to die." But he says, "Yes, thank you." Minho starts idly playing with his hair, scrolling through his phone so Jisung can see too. It's so intimate. But it feels so normal. They've been doing this for weeks. Jisung has been pretending that this isn't what it is for weeks. He can feel the warmth of Minho's crotch against his ass. He curses himself for being perverted. Surely Minho doesn't think his straight best friend is getting a hot, tight knot in his stomach from the proximity of their cores. That would be crazy. "Quit wiggling," Minho mutters. "Unless you want me to get a boner against your back."
"Ha!" Jisung laughs. "Wouldn't want that, would we?"
His voice takes the most painfully strained tone he's ever heard. He cringes as soon as the words are out. Minho doesn't flinch. "You tell me, Jisung-y." Jisung's head spins. His heart skips 3 beats. 4. 5. Is Minho coming on to him? Or propositioning him? That would be ludicrous, no? A burst of heat in his tummy, followed by the clench of his thighs. Oh, Jisung likes it. Probably. He thinks he likes it.
"I'm just messing with you, Sung. Don't worry about it," Minho says after an awkwardly long silence.
"I wasn't worried," Jisung mumbles. "I was just thinking."
Minho flinches then, but he recovers quickly enough, continuing his soft, repeated motions through Jisung's hair. Hyunjin's tongue pokes out, completely focused on his work. He dips the brush back into the nail polish bottle, removing the excess on the neck. Jisung watches him intently, his nails becoming a living canvas one by one.
"I think I might be gay,"
Jisung says, making sure Hyunjin's hands are far from any spill risk when he does. Not that it matters. Hyunjin doesn't even move or act surprised at all.
"Yeah?"
"Mm-hmm, I think. Maybe."
"You don't know?"
"I..."
Jisung falters, earning a quick look from Hyunjin through his lashes.
"I'm just confused."
Hyunjin hums. "Minho Hyung is really hot."
"Yeah."
Jisung breathes out a long breath.
"Wait, how did you..." "Jisung, come on."
Hyunjin looks at him like he's stupid.
"If anyone was going to be your gay awakening..." "I don't know if I'm gay. How do I..."
Jisung fidgets, each of his nails painted now. He holds them in front of his face appraisingly.
"How do I figure it out? Because a lot of it, like the dates and casual touching, that kind of thing, me and Minho kind of already do that. I'm just having a hard time separating what's more, you know?"
Hyunjin blinks at him. "You ever jerk off?"
"Jesus!"
Jisung complains. Then, in a smaller voice,
"Yes?"
Of course Chi-sung masturbates. It's just that porn doesn't do it for him. And it's more of a means to an end than anything else. He thought that's how it was for everyone. Didn't care enough to search further. You could just try to think some gay stuff. See how that works for you. Hyunjin shrugs.
Right! Chi-sung laughs, shaking his head slightly. Why didn't I think of that?
Hyunjin shrugs again, eyes rolling softly.
Okay, I think I will. How long until my nail polish is masturbation safe?
Hyunjin scowls dramatically, as if he wasn't the one to suggest Chi-sung play with himself.
How about you wait until I leave to go to Jong-in's, and as a trade, I'll lend you my bathroom lube so you don't hurt your asshole.
What the fuck is bathroom lube? The lube we use in the shower, duh.
Okay, fine. Deal.
He sticks out his hand to shake on it. He's never really noticed before, but Hyunjin has nice hands. Long, slim, obviously precise by the way he can control his paintbrush. Jong-in is a lucky man. Is it gay to think about a friend's fingering capabilities? Min-ho is probably a good kisser. Greedy, just like Min-ho always tends to be when he likes something. He'd claim Ji-sung's mouth, lick inside of it and suck on his tongue, his hands running down over Ji-sung's ass. He wasn't supposed to think about Min-ho. Not specifically. But when he laid down in bed, Hyunjin's shower lube sat on the table beside him and closed his eyes, every image of a man he conjured up slowly morphed into Min-ho. Again and again. And again. Eventually, Ji-sung just gave in. Min-ho is gay. Ji-sung is known for as long as he's known Min-ho exists. It's just a fact of life. Nothing to dwell on. Not until now. Most of Ji-sung's friends are gay, really. He's always been the token straight. It's not like he told them differently. He remembers shrugging when he was asked, saying, "Yeah, I'm straight." He's starting to think he lacks critical thinking skills. Whenever he watches a movie with romance, he pays attention to the male character rather than the girl. He thought he just wanted to be like them. Cool, suave, and hot. When he's tried to watch porn, he'd focus on the noises the man is making. The flex of his hands. How it must feel to be him. Or more accurately, now that he thinks about it, to be had by him. A hand over his dick, already growing hard just from thinking about a little bit of gay stuff. Usually, it takes a lot more thinking to get him going like this. With his eyes closed, leaning back on his bed, he can almost pretend like it's Min-ho touching him, trailing a hand down his chest, whispering into his ear to tell him he's doing well, fingers slipping under his waistband. Ji-sung's hips kick up into his palm, a whine escaping his lips. Oh, fuck. Ji-sung is gay. He's sure of it. He's never had sex, but it's not hard to imagine. Not anymore. Ripped off clothes, hands closed around the softest part of his legs, wrenching them apart. Min-ho would look at him, eyes hungry, and open him up. Not Min-ho. A man. A man that has big, expressive eyes and rust-colored hair and a teasing lilt to his voice. Ji-sung wiggles out of his pants and uncaps the lube. It's not like he's never played with his ass before. He has. But it was just something he tried to block out. A wandering hand, spit-soaked. Just another means to an end. This time, it's more.
Hyung, please,
he begs to himself, to the imaginary Min-ho in his head. He's very gay. Very, very gay, and he really wants his best friend to fuck him. Probably. Maybe his brain is just foggy from being horny. He doesn't know why he's never tried this. He's three fingers deep into himself and wishing he could get a better reach, because it's nowhere near enough to satisfy him. He could use a dildo or some help. The scene he's conjured up behind his eyelids shifts. He's bent over the bed, being taken from behind, and he knows Minho is the one doing it, because he can hear him in his ear saying, "You like that, Jisung-o? Feel good, baby?" Jisung comes without warning, his hand loosely fisted around his cock, throat choking up. It takes a bit for him to come down, breathing heavily, brain a pile of mush. He's gay. He tries to say it out loud. "I'm gay." A small giggle. And once the first comes, he can't stop the rest. "I'm gay. Fuck. I'm gay." Ever since Jisung's realization, he's felt like he's floating on air. He told Hyunjin and Jongin the next morning, and they both hugged him and then promptly took him to a sex shop to buy a dildo as a reward. Their words, not his. Hyunjin immediately asked, "What are you going to tell Minho?" The million-dollar question, really. Things with Minho have been more or less normal. But sometimes Jisung thinks that something is shifting. It's small, little things. The way Minho's eyes linger. The way every touch makes Jisung shiver. One night, Jisung accidentally whimpered when Minho was playing with his hair and pulled on it a bit. They haven't talked about it. They're really good at not talking about it. Jisung doesn't know if Minho feels it too, or if he's holding back because he thinks Jisung is straight. Alternatively, and infinitely worse, if Minho doesn't feel anything at all. Every time Jisung comes home from Minho's, he's horribly pent up. He shoves his fingers into his mouth and fucks himself until he can't see straight. He's become increasingly aware of the fact that he's had his sexual awakening 10 years late. And now he's a 23-year-old virgin that might be half addicted to masturbating to the thought of his best friend fucking him. But no, he hasn't come out to Minho yet. He's between Minho's legs again, perusing the paintings for sale in Animal Crossing as Minho breathes softly against his ear. Jisung approaches one, but Minho says, "No," low into his ear. "See how the ferret she's holding is gray instead of white?" "This one?" Jisung pouts, going up to the next. Minho isn't even playing anymore. He's just watching Jisung, his fingers drawing lazy patterns along the strip of exposed skin at Jisung's waist. Jisung is focusing really hard on the game, so he doesn't pop a boner just from a simple touch. "That one looks real," Minho approves. Jisung purchases the thing, starting his long trek back to the museum. He can hear himself swallow, his thumbs more sensitive than they should be on his console. "Hey, Hyung?" he asks quietly.
"Hmm?"
"When did you lose your virginity?" Minho's hand stops moving. He lets out a long, hot breath. Jisung is sure his ears are on fire, but he continues walking in game. Completely nonchalant.
"When I was 16.
"Oh." Jisung twitches, his character tripping up, feet kicking up a puff of dirt. "Was it good?" Minho's fingers start moving again, this time dipping below the hem of Jisung's shirt, venturing up further.
"No, not really," he says.
"Got a hot date, Jisung-y? Thinking about putting out?" "Well, that's one way to say it," he supposes. Jisung's hand slips, his switch falling against his stomach, sending his hips jerking back into Minho's crotch. Jisung's breath stutters, and he has to clap a hand over his mouth to muffle the stupidly needy little noise that he's made. He scrambles up, leaving his game falling to the bed, Minho's eyes wide, confused.
"I need water,"
he explains, rushing out the door. Cheeks burning, hands shaking, he fills up a glass at the tap. He's pushed too far. Minho probably thinks he's insane or deranged or... Hey, are you okay? Minho's hands find his waist, making Jisung jump half out of his skin, arms slamming into the fridge. The glass breaks into a million pieces in his hand, the corner of it catching the metal of the appliance at just the right angle. Jisung freezes, broken glass falling onto the tiled floor, Minho holding him steady at his waist. His finger grows a big, true red spot, blood dripping onto the floor. Jesus Christ, Sung. Minho holds him tighter, directing him away from the worst of the damage.
I'm sorry.
Jisung sucks in a painful breath, throat tight. Minho shakes his head, tapping at Jisung's waist. He doesn't understand what Minho wants until he's pulling up, asking Jisung to jump. He helps Jisung onto the counter, turns the faucet on to catch the worst of the flow of blood. No, honey, no, Minho soothes, placing a hand on his knee. Minho has certainly never called him that before. Jisung would remember. It was my fault. I scared you. I'm sorry. Let me get you cleaned up. Jisung can't do much but watch as Minho gets to work. He sweeps up the glass, makes sure there's no more lying around with a flashlight, ties it up in a bag, and sets it out to go with the trash. He pulls open a drawer, taking out a first aid kit that Jisung didn't know existed, flipping open the lid and placing himself between Jisung's knees. I'm still bleeding, Jisung murmurs, bringing his finger out of the water. His heart is beating so fast it's probably worsening his wound, blood pumping like crazy. That's good. Get out all the germs, Minho says, inspecting the cut with careful hands. He pulls out an alcohol wipe. This might sting, baby. Jisung's mind is much too occupied with the pet names he's throwing out to think about the pain. But maybe that's been Minho's plan all along. A square of gauze to wipe away the last of the mess, a band-aid wrapped tight, and Minho finishes off his work by laying a kiss to the tip of Jisung's finger. He looks up at Jisung through dark, heavy lashes, and Jisung is very aware that Minho is still between his legs. All better, Minho says.
Young,
Jisung asks, lips parted to accommodate for his labored breath. Minho drags his thumb across the back of Jisung's hand. What?
I want you to take my virginity.
Minho's eyes flash through a series of emotions, most prominently confused.
Come again?
Don't make me say it again,
Jisung whispers. His chest aches, voice stuck. Minho's fingers crawl up his wrist, wrapping around the smallest part, a perfect fit.
Jisung, I didn't even know you liked boys.
Jisung releases a sad laugh.
Funny story, me either. But I do, and I'd really like to not be a virgin anymore.
Why me, Sung?
Minho hesitates, his mouth pressing into a flat line. Jisung didn't prepare for this. He was meant to just tell Minho he's gay, not ask him to have sex with him. The glass must have been a literal breaking point for his feeble self-control.
Because I trust you?
Jisung can't even look Minho in the eye.
Because you're attractive and you're always gentle with me. And I think you'd make it good.
Minho's hold tightens, squeezing Jisung a bit too firmly.
I'd make it good for you, Jisung.
Jisung looks up then and immediately regrets it. Minho is looking at him with a dangerous gaze, heavy, purposeful.
Does that mean...
Like he's been burned, Minho drops Jisung's wrist, stepping back from the counter out of Jisung's reach.
I don't know if it's a good idea.
Jisung licks over his lips, nerves starting up again full force. His finger hurts now. Go figure.
Why not?
Minho doesn't answer. He just starts cleaning up the mess of paper scraps his medical supplies made, shoveling them into the garbage, going to wash his hands.
I guess...
Jisung's heart stutters. He's pushing his luck, testing the boundaries, just to see.
I could ask someone else, like Seungmin.
Seungmin and Minho don't get along. They bicker incessantly, and every time their friends hang out, Minho complains afterwards for hours about how annoying Seungmin is. Jisung knows he's hit the mark when he sees Minho's jaw shift.
Jisung.
His tone is almost warning.
What?
Jisung feigns innocence. I'm going to lose my virginity. I've decided. I just need to find someone to take it.
Minho shuts off the water with a forceful push. He grabs a towel and roughly scrubs his hands dry.
Jisung stares, his own hands fiddling in his lap.
Give me time to think about it,
Minho says eventually, grabbing Jisung's waist, lifting him back to the floor.
Okay?
Jisung's fingers curl into the fabric at Minho's chest, lips parting.
Okay.
I should drive you home.
Minho steps away again, breaking their contact.
Get your things, Jisungi.
Okay, Hyung.
The drive is quiet. Jisung can't help but think he fucked everything up. He had to go and spill his guts, the idiot that he is. He can't handle it. Can't handle not having Minho at all anymore. He can't live without Minho.
Hyung,
he starts, hands trembling.
I hope I didn't make anything weird. The last thing I'd want is
Sung, no. Minho cuts him off, reaching across the console to lay a warm hand on Jisung's thigh, stabilizing.
It's not you. It's just a lot to process. I thought you were straight until an hour ago.
But we've been...
Jisung stops himself.
Never mind. I know. I've been trying to come out to you since I figured it out. Couldn't find the right moment.
So you figured the best moment was asking me to have sex with you?
Jisung shrugs, eyes fixated on the way the streetlights flash across the dashboard.
Good time as any, I guess.
Oh, Jisungi.
Minho squeezes his leg twice. He looks over at Jisung just long enough to catch his eye.
Nothing can ruin us, okay? You're my best friend.
You're my best friend, too.
Jisung thinks about laying his hand on top of Minho's, but he decides against it.
That's why I thought it would be good with you.
Someone I'm comfortable with. Someone I've thought about fucking 1,000 times every night for the past month. I'll think about it, Song. Okay?
Minho throws the car in park, already home.
But I don't want you to worry about it, yeah? I just have a lot to think about.
Jisung's eyelids flutter. He forces himself to breathe.
Okay. Just let me know.
I will, baby.
Minho says, removing his hand from Jisung's thigh and unbuckling his seatbelt for him.
Get some rest.
Okay,
Jisung says for the nth time, hurrying out of the car. Right before he can close the door, Minho says,
Oh, and Sung?
Jisung bends down, peeking through the slowly unrolling window. Minho's finger on the button.
Huh?
I like how you've been doing your nails. It's cute.
Jisung's face splits into a grin. He knows then, by the way Minho is winking at him, lips curling up, that everything is fine. That Minho isn't mad or put off. Jisung wiggles his fingers into the car.
Thanks, Jung-ini gave me express permission for Hyunjin-i to paint them rainbow. Now that I'm gay and all.
Smart kid,
Minho laughs. I'll wait until you're inside, all right? as if he has to say it. Jisung already knows. He nods in agreement anyway, shuffling to the door of his building, an extra little spring in his step. Jisung isn't just sitting around waiting. He swears. His phone just happens to be sitting within his line of sight all day. 24 hours since the proposition of the century, and not one text or call. Chungbin called him once, and Jisung blocked his number so he wouldn't be faked out again. Minho's just taking his sweet time. He could take a year, and Jisung would have nothing to complain about. Minho isn't obligated to have sex with him. Jisung just thinks it would be nice. Really nice. The best, even. He squeezes his eyes shut, trying to will away his dirtier thoughts when his phone starts vibrating against his stomach. Jisung yelps, fumbling to pick it up. Lee Min-ho. He yelps again, this time in a panic. How many rings is too many? He doesn't want Min-ho to think he's been waiting around, but he also doesn't want to miss it. He picks up on the third.
Hyung?
Were you waiting by the phone for me to call? Min-ho asks. Jisung can tell he's smirking by his tone.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Jisung-y, Min-ho drawls.
Okay, yes I was, so what?
Min-ho hums. Good boy, following directions already. Jisung makes a strangled, pathetic noise, his thighs squeezing together.
Did you call me just to tease me or did you want something?
Min-ho sighs, long and drawn out. He's teasing again, making Jisung wait. I called to tell you I'll do it. Time stops. Jisung clears his throat twice. I'll take your virginity, Min-ho says, plain as day.
Hyung, really?
Jisung tries and fails not to sound too entirely hopeful.
You can't joke about this. That would be mean.
I don't ever lie to you, Jisung-y.
Never?
Never.
Jisung's gut clenches, heat moving throughout his body at a rapid speed.
Then, do you think we'll have good sex?
I know we will,
Min-ho returns easily. Then a bit lower.
I'll make sure we do.
Oh.
Jisung is blushing. He can feel it all the way down the back of his neck and across his chest. He's on fire, and Min-ho is the match.
Oh.
Min-ho repeats. He's probably in bed, too. It's getting late. Jisung can picture him laying there, blinking slow, his big, pretty eyes shaded dark. He's probably smiling, just a soft curve of his lips. And maybe his hand is traveling south just like Jisung's, to play with the waistband of his sweats.
I think,
Jisung starts, coughing awkwardly before he continues.
I think I want a bottom.
Really?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Min-ho scoffs. He laughs.
Is that all right? Jisung-y, don't be ridiculous. I just figured you'd be too nervous to bottom. Of course it's all right, baby. Whatever you want.
I've been kind of... Fuck.
Jisung chews on his thumbnail. He wants Min-ho to be proud of him for knowing what he wants, what he likes.
I've been touching myself.
There's a shuffling from over the phone.
Oh?
And I think... Yeah, I think I'd really like to bottom. Not that I don't want to try the other way, but just for now. I really want to try this way.
Mm-hmm. Min-ho hums. So you've been fingering yourself, Sung-gi?
Hyung!
That a yes?
Jisung's legs shift again, thighs rubbing together, his dick filling in interest.
Yes.
So I don't need to tell you about all the, you know, hygiene kind of stuff.
Oh my fucking God, please kill me. Jisung moans, hand coming up to cover his eyes.
No, you don't. I've got it.
Okay, just making sure, Minho defends. There's a short few seconds of silence, only soft breathing floating over the line. And then Minho speaks again, tone a bit lower.
What do you think about?
Jisung's heart rate picks up, breath shaky.
When I touch myself?
Mm-hmm.
Jisung
falters. His cock is hard now, for sure, straining against his pants. He tries to adjust himself, but just ends up hissing from the sensitivity of the brush of his hand.
You can tell me, Sungi. We have to be comfortable with each other if we're going to do this, right?
Jisung lets out a strangled little laugh.
Yeah. It's just embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing, Sung. It's just me.
Yeah, it's just you.
So?
You. It's you. I think about you when I touch myself lately.
Fuck. Minho swears, his voice drifting further from the phone for a second.
Jisung, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, you told me it's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing, honey. Shit, it's hot.
Do you think about me?
Jisung cringes as the words leave his lips.
Never mind, don't answer that.
Yes.
Minho cuts him off.
Yeah, I have been. Thinking about how pretty you'd look. All I've been thinking about all day.
Jisung's teeth sink into his bottom lip. His hand travels down, shaking as it undoes the tie to his pants, wiggling them down his thighs. He's painfully hard, leaking. He has to bite back a moan when he wraps his hand around his cock.
You think I'm pretty?
You're gorgeous, Jisung.
There's a muffled, crackling noise through the phone.
I didn't know.
You didn't know I think you're pretty?
Minho laughs.
I guess I'll have to tell you more often, then. You're beautiful.
Jisung whimpers, only managing to swallow down the last bit of it. He hopes Minho didn't hear. His hand slowly strokes up and down, nowhere near as fast as he wants.
What do you think I'd look pretty doing?
When you think about me, us. More shuffling on Minho's side, and then his voice is closer, deeper, more clear.
How pretty you'd look split over my cock, or hanging over me, giving it your all. You'd look pretty doing any of it, choking on me, or holding my hair as I choke on you.
Jisung doesn't try to muffle his whine this time. He just lets it out, hand gripping himself harder.
Are you touching yourself now, Hyun? I am. I'm touching myself.
A soft, comforting chuckle.
I know, Jisung-y. You're being such a good boy for Hyun.
Jisung moans then, tight and desperate.
And yes, baby, I'm touching myself too.
Hyung.
Jisung breathes, getting close to the edge much faster than he should.
Hyung-a.
You feel good, sweetheart? Do you wish I was there to help you?
Yes.
Jisung cries, his hips making pitiful little jerks upwards, fucking into his hand.
Want that so bad. You so bad.
You can have me. I'll have you, Jisung-y. I'll make you feel good.
I know you will.
Jisung's vision goes blurry.
Can't wait. Oh!
He spills over his fist, brain completely numb, his hips running forward to chase the last bits of pleasure they can.
Fuck, baby, did you come?
Jisung's breath is labored, hands sticky. He nods before realizing Minho can't see him.
Yes,
he says.
Felt so good. Came so much for you.
Minho groans. The sexiest sound Jisung has ever heard, probably. And then Jisung can hear the wet slide of Minho's hand, the stuttered breath of his orgasm.
Jesus, help, Jisung, what the fuck?
Good, what the fuck?
Jisung laughs nervously.
Yeah, yes, God, Sung, that was hot.
Just getting you warmed up for the main event, right?
Minho releases a long sigh. He sounds fucked out. Jisung can't believe he was the one to inflict the damage. It gives him fucking butterflies. He knows for a fact that Minho gives him butterflies. Come over tomorrow, Minho says. A statement, not a question.
Oh, already?
I mean, we don't have to do anything if you're not ready, but—
No!
Jisung blurts.
I am. I'm so ready. I can't wait to have your dick in me, actually.
Minho snorts.
See, that sounds sarcastic.
It's not sarcastic. I'm just fucking... Ugh!
Jisung clenches his fist, trying to express himself amidst his post-orgasm haze.
Stupidly excited. Kinda nervous.
Me too, honey.
To which part?
Both.
The seconds stretch on, listening to each other breathe. Jisung's mouth is a little dry. He's going to lose his virginity tomorrow. He's going to lose his virginity tomorrow.
Hey,
He squeezes his eyes shut.
Just making sure this won't, like, ruin anything between us, right?
Sung-ha.
Minho clicks his tongue. Does anything feel ruined right now? Jisung wants to say yes, but that would be a lie. Nothing really feels ruined. He just feels like he's on the precipice of something previously uncovered.
No, you're right.
This can be whatever you want it to be, Minho says. I mean that, Jisung.
Jisung doesn't dare ask him what he's referring to. Just the virginity part? Just the sex part? Something more?
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, then. With a properly cleaned ass.
Stop.
Minho laughs with his full chest.
I think you like it.
I like you.
Jisung doesn't know what to say, so he doesn't say anything at all.
Good night, Jisungi.
Night, Hyung.
Jisung shows up at Minho's apartment an eager 15 minutes early. Minho told him to come after dinner because he needed time to shower after he got home from work. Still, Jisung is early, vibrating out of his skin with a mix of nerves and excitement. Minho doesn't seem to mind, smiling fondly when he opens the door.
Hi,
Jisung greets, bouncing in place a bit.
Hi,
Minho waves him in.
You look cute.
Jisung looks down at himself. He most certainly does not look cute. He thought about dressing up, but decided he didn't want to look like he was trying too hard. He's wearing glorified pajamas, a t-shirt, and sweats.
You don't have to lie to get me to sleep with you.
He pokes Minho in the chest.
I'm going to do that anyway.
Minho looks at him funny. I'm not lying to you, dumbass.
Oh.
Jisung squeaks. He and Minho are really close. Maybe half an arm's length. Minho looks gorgeous, just like he always does. He gets even closer, taking another step in, his hands coming to rest at Jisung's hips.
Oh,
he repeats. Jisung's next breath is shaky. His hands twist into cotton at Minho's chest. Minho wets his lips.
Are you nervous?
Yeah,
Jisung admits.
Are you?
Yes.
Minho doesn't even think about it. Jisung thought that Minho would be more confident, that non-virgins have some sort of special knowledge when it comes to having sex with someone new for the first time. A confidence, maybe.
What? Really?
Minho shrugs, just a tiny lift of his shoulders.
I want it to be good for you.
It'll be good for me, Hyung. I trust you.
You do,
Minho states, though Jisung knows he means it as a question. Jisung runs his hand up Minho's chest, over his shoulders, his neck. He can't believe he gets to do this, that they're doing this.
I do.
Jisung's fingers trail down his jaw, wandering over his lips.
Implicitly.
Minho's mouth falls open a fraction with a tiny puff of breath.
Should we?
Jisung trails off, biting his own lip, his eyes stuck to Minho's pretty pink lips without meaning to, catching a peek of his tongue when it pokes out.
Kiss?
Minho asks, not a care in the world. Jisung nods, swallowing back the nerves in his throat.
Probably, right? Aren't I supposed to be giving you the best experience?
Yeah.
Jisung laughs, breathy, his eyes still glued to Minho's mouth.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
Minho agrees, and then they're kissing. Minho kisses like he does anything, with his full attention. He wraps his arms around Jisung's waist and lets his hands wander down, groping at Jisung's ass. Jisung yelps, a little surprised.
This okay?
Minho pulls back to check.
More than please.
Jisung doesn't mean to sound so desperate, but Minho is doing things to his sanity.
Take me. I'm yours to have.
Minho releases something close to a growl into Jisung's mouth, dragging him in until their hips roll together. He uses the noise Jisung emits as an opportunity to lick into his mouth, to taste him until Jisung feels lightheaded. This feels like no kiss Jisung has ever shared, not from his ex, or any other girl, or anyone. This kiss lights him on fire and renders him a smoking pile of charred dust. His hips rock forward of their own volition, chasing pressure, and Minho helps him into a grind.
Oh, God,
Jisung moans.
Good, oh God, or bad, oh God?
Minho murmurs into his mouth, their teeth clacking together for a second.
Good, Hyung. Hyung, I'm so horny. Never been so...
Jisung gasps in surprise when Minho lifts him up, hands under his thighs. He knew Minho was strong, but this... Jisung's hands land on Minho's neck, eyes wide as he carries him to the bedroom like he weighs nothing, and deposits him on the bed just like that. Minho crawls on top of him right away, his knee sliding up to slot right between Jisung's legs, pressing against his already growing erection. Jisung's next whimper is swallowed by hungry lips, Minho's hands rucking up his shirt, running smooth over his bare stomach.
You're sure, Jisung? I need you to be positive.
Minho pulls away to force eye contact, hand finding Jisung's cheek. Jisung should be embarrassed about how fast he nods, but it's just Minho.
Yes, I'm so sure. I've never been so sure. I've never wanted anyone this badly.
Overkill, maybe. The truth? Absolutely. Minho swears, continuing to tug at Jisung's shirt until it's over his head, throwing it across the room. Jisung grabs at the hem of Minho's shirt, too, until he laughs, pulling it off. Jisung might die. He's seen Minho shirtless before, but it's something else entirely in this context. Muscles moving with a purpose. The specific purpose of fucking Jisung.
Can I take these off?
Minho's fingers hook under the waistband of Jisung's pants, his underwear, and Jisung temporarily forgets that no one else has seen his dick before. He's too busy nodding, pleading. Minho's eyes drop down right away. Jisung's cock falling lamely against his stomach, stupidly hard and already weeping. Something dark flashes in Minho's eyes. He reaches out, tenderly wraps his hand around it, running his thumb over the head and collecting the wetness there. Jisung watches, breathless, as Minho brings his hand to his mouth, sticking his thumb in and sucking it clean.
You taste good too, honey.
Hyung,
Jisung complains. His dick is aching, already missing Minho's touch. His eyes.
Not gonna come already, right? We can make you come twice if we need to.
No,
Jisung protests, his stomach clenching at the words.
Jerked off before I came so I could last. I want to come with you inside of me.
Fuck.
Minho's eyes go dark again. He looks almost feral, licking over his lips, but his touch is so gentle. Minho is always so gentle with him.
Okay, we can do that.
Jisung smiles as well as he can while out of his mind, letting his knees drop to the bed on full display for Minho's taking.
Please.
He doesn't even get the full word out before Minho is on him, one hand digging around in the dresser for a bottle of lube, the other dragging down his thigh.
You practiced, hmm? You've been practicing to take Kyung?
Minho asks, half teasing.
Yes, need Hyung to teach me.
Jisung's eyes roll back a bit when Minho's finger circles his rim. He's spacing out, words tumbling from his lips without thinking. He doesn't even care. He likes whatever this is.
Hyung will take care of you, Jisung Ah. Always.
Jisung believes him when the first finger slides in. He knows this is about to change his life. Minho's fingers reach deeper than his own. They're strong and efficient and...
Oh, God.
Jisung fails to find the words, eyes blown wide, fingers digging into Minho's shoulders.
Found it.
Minho grins, working his finger over the spot again, sending Jisung reeling. Jisung won't survive this, he's pretty sure. Not when Minho looks at him like that and makes him feel things he's never felt.
More!
Jisung practically begs.
Can take more!
Needy thing, aren't you?
Minho tisks.
I've waited too long.
Jisung whines, head halfway to numb.
Wait a fuck.
Minho works in another finger and Jisung is sure he's ascended. He can't do anything but breathe as Minho continues to stretch him. Getting him ready to take him, Jisung could pass out. It feels that good. He gasps when Minho pulls out of him, laying a tender kiss on the curve of his knee.
Almost, Sung. You're doing so well for me, honey.
Feels so good, Hyung. Minho-hyung, I...
Jisung's breath hitches when Minho slides off his boxers. He's fully erect, just from the heavy petting, from getting Jisung ready for him. And he's hung, absolutely massive.
Oh my God.
Jisung breathes. His thighs fall together on instinct.
Hyung's not gonna fit.
He feels a bit dizzy at the thought, the implication that Minho is going to be inside of him, splitting him in two.
It'll fit, baby.
Minho steps forward, working his hand over himself a few times.
We'll make it fit.
Jisung whines, his cock pathetically leaking a fresh spurt of pre-cum against his stomach. Minho smirks, hands falling to Jisung's knees, pulling them apart again.
You like it when I talk a little dirty to you, Jisung Ah?
A little?
Jisung laughs, but it comes out weak. Minho drags his hand down Jisung's inner thigh, teasing. Jisung's anticipation twists with his nerves. He's really doing this. He's going to have sex with Minho.
Oh, fuck, Hyung. This is gonna hurt.
Minho's gaze softens. He leans down, kisses Jisung until he forgets what he was asking in the first place. We'll go slow, okay? I want you to feel good, honey. That's all that matters. You just tell me, all right? Jisung nods, hands gripping helplessly at Minho's neck. He wants him close, even though it feels infinitely more intimate that way. He wants to kiss him.
Let me go get a condom, Sung.
Minho murmurs against his mouth, laying a sweet kiss on the corner of his lips. Jisung refuses to let him go, hands tightening on his nape.
Do we have to?
Minho blinks, his eyes shadowing with something dark and sinful.
Jisung.
Young.
Jisung says right back.
I want to feel all of you. I want to know what it feels like to be had like that.
Fuck.
Minho nearly growls, pressing a bruising kiss on Jisung's lips.
You drive me insane.
Is that true?
Jisung whimpers when Minho grabs his hips, pulling him closer to the edge of the bed.
Yes, Jisung. You don't know what you've been doing to me.
Tell me.
Jisung pleads, his vision spotting a bit when Minho starts fucking him open again with freshly coated fingers. Jisung has never felt so full, and this is just the start. Minho's free hand holds his hip in an iron grip, probably bruising. Jisung hopes he bruises. He could get the shape of Minho's fingers tattooed on him, an endless reminder that they existed in this moment in time together.
Been thinking about it forever. They're so pretty. The prettiest thing I've ever seen. But when you asked me to do this for you, fuck, Jisung.
Jisung's teeth sink into his bottom lip, failing to hold back a reedy moan.
I've been going half crazy. Couldn't stop thinking about you. About having you like this. I never thought.
Minho pauses, laughs.
I never thought I'd get to have you like this.
You can't.
Jisung manages, hands coming to cup Minho's jaw.
I'm here. Want you. Need you. Have me, Hyung.
Minho swears under his breath, kissing Jisung through removing his fingers. He pulls away to lube himself up, and Jisung's mouth pools with spit, heart going so fast he thinks he could die.
I'll go slow, Jisung-y. You need to tell me if anything feels wrong, okay, sweetheart?
Jisung nods. He'd agree to anything Minho wanted right now, he's sure. Minho lines himself up, head of his cock prodding at Jisung's hole, and Jisung gasps at the first press. It doesn't lead anywhere, Minho backing off again.
Baby, Jisung-a, you have to relax, love.
Love, love, love.
Jisung's head spins. He nods, a broken record of agreement. Minho bends down to kiss him. He kisses him messy, wet, until Jisung is melting into the mattress, and then Minho pushes the head of his cock inside. Jisung focuses hard on not tensing up. It feels different. Weird. When Minho pulls back from his mouth, a thick string of spit connects them.
You did it, honey. Such a good start.
Minho praises. Thumbs running circles into Jisung's hip bones.
Taking my cock so well already. You're natural, Jisung-a. How do you feel?
It feels weird.
Jisung is a little dizzy.
You're so big.
Minho laughs, bringing a hand to swipe Jisung's hair from his face.
You're so tight. You feel amazing, baby.
Jisung loses focus when Minho starts pressing into him further. He feels like he's being stuffed, like he could break in half. It's different, and it hurts a little bit until he coaxes his muscles into relaxing. But it feels nice. A missing piece of the puzzle. A completion in progress.
Halfway there, sweetheart. Oh, Sung, you're so good for Hyung. Do you know that? My perfect boy.
Jisung explodes into fractals of sunlight, blooming under the praise. He focuses on breathing, on letting himself feel. Minho has fucked the words out of him, and they've barely begun. But it's okay because Minho talks him through it, straight up until he's buried to the hilt, fully seated inside of Jisung. An impossible mix of pleasure, wholeness, pain. It all comes together in the nicest way. Minho soothes him with soft kisses to every part of his face he can reach, with sweet reassurances against his lips.
How is it, Sungi?
Jisung doesn't know how to explain it, not properly. He settles on a strained,
I'm so happy it's you.
Minho's resulting grin is brighter than the sun. He dips in to kiss Jisung again, deep and slow. He takes claim of Jisung's mouth, just like Jisung thought he might, exploring every centimeter of it, sucking on his tongue until Jisung moans.
I'll try to move now, all right, honey? You're so tight around me, I'm going crazy. Gonna fuck you now.
Minho pulls back enough to search Jisung's face for signs of discomfort. He'll find none. Jisung is lost in how perfect it feels. Minho's first thrust is painstakingly slow. A drag out, a careful push back in. He checks on Jisung every few seconds, makes sure he's okay. The pace builds from there. Jisung's little noises of satisfaction spurring Minho to keep going. Minho reaches him so deep, and he fucks into him with such care. Jisung is being fucked by his best friend. He's failing to hold back his needy moans as his best friend repeatedly pushes inside of him. And, God, nothing has ever felt so good.
How is it, Sung? Are you doing all right, baby?
Minho slows down to ask.
Don't stop!
Jisung chokes out, hands tangling into the sheets.
Master, what more is so... I love it.
Minho smiles, going even harder than before.
Take me like a dream. God, you're so perfect, honey.
Jisung can't do much but whine, champagne bubbles of pleasure fuzzing up his brain. Minho is so beautiful like this, hanging over Jisung and giving him the world. Jisung is dizzy with need. Dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. Minho is so big. Jisung is sure that he can feel him in his stomach, taking him apart from the inside out. It's so much. He doesn't know if he'll ever recover. Not now that he's tasted heaven. Not now that he's realized that he wasn't a broken toy, but a lost one. Return to Lee Minho, emblazoned on his back. Because this is it. All the things that make life worth living wrapped into one. Friendship, care, pleasure, love. No one else could touch Jisung again. Or if they did, it would feel wrong. Inky blotches across a pristine piece of parchment. A smudge in a perfectly straight line. No one makes Jisung melt to the touch like Minho. No one else makes him feel butterflies. Jisung doesn't even want anyone else to try. He's certain he's found it. Cock bouncing against his belly, Jisung moans, hand sliding down, just to see. Minho is so good at reading him. He knows. He hikes Jisung's hips up further, deepens his movement just so. Jisung's belly bulges out at the peak of each thrust, hitting his hand, making his skin stretch to accommodate for Minho's intrusion. His eyes blur, and he's sure he's a babbling mess, a repeated, sloppy chant of,
"Oh my god, come!"
and,
"Please!"
falling from his lips as he's fucked. Minho's hips slam into him, and they lock eyes just as he says a tight,
"You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, Jisung."
Abdomen clenching, completely untouched, Jisung comes with a sob of Minho's name, muscles rolling with an overwhelming, red-hot cascade of ecstasy. He can feel himself hugging Minho's dick tighter, can feel the way Minho's thrusts grow stuttered, and then Minho is following behind him, jerking one final time as deep as he can go. Jisung whines, watching Minho's cock twitch inside of him through the bump in his stomach. The warmth registers seconds later, deep and sure in his very core, the same place Minho gave him butterflies for the very first time. Jisung chokes out an amazed breath, taking in the whole of it.
"Baby,"
Minho pants, slowly lowering Jisung back to the bed. His arms must be aching, but he told Jisung he'd do anything for him.
"Jesus, Jisung-y.
Was it good, young, for you?"
Jisung's voice is slurred, tongue weak as his limbs. He's never come so hard in his life. Minho looks at him so fondly, like he's staring at the most precious of the world's offerings. He's still inside of Jisung when he bends down and starts peppering kisses across his cheeks, light and plentiful.
"Honey, more than it was perfect. You're perfect, Jisung-ah."
Jisung's fingers find their way back to Minho's neck, holding him so close. He never wants to let him go. His brain is stuffed with clouds and stars, and he can't think straight to save his life. Not that he wants to.
"I want to know how it was for you, baby."
Minho's thumb strokes across his cheek, right at the high point.
"This is about you."
"I loved it. I love you."
Minho stares at him for a long moment, eyes swimming with something impossible for Jisung to comprehend in his current state of mind. He dips down, kisses Jisung square on the lips for a lingering moment. Jisung sighs into his mouth.
"Thank you, Young."
"Anything for you, Jisung."
They stay pressed together for a long while, until Jisung has enough of his brain about him to not whine when Minho tries to pull out. He spills onto the sheets afterwards, and he loses himself a bit until Minho pulls him back in with a kiss to his cheek. He's carried to the shower and cleaned, and then Minho helps him get dressed. Curled against Minho's chest, just like that very first night they broke all their invisible boundaries, Jisung can hear Minho's heart beating strong and fast. Minho's nails drag against his scalp, soothing.
"How do you feel, Sung?"
"Good."
Jisung leans into his hands like a cat.
"A little sore."
Minho laughs lightly.
"Sorry about that."
"Don't say sorry."
Jisung tilts his head up until his lips are brushing the soft skin of Minho's throat.
"You rocked my world."
Another laugh, and Minho drops a firm kiss to his forehead.
"Go to sleep. You're delirious."
"I'm not delirious. I'm happy."
"I'm happy too."
Jisung falls asleep with Minho's fingers combing through his hair, still miles away from the reality of what he's done. When he wakes, the bed is cold. The spot Minho occupied is bare. No trace of him left. Jisung's brain takes about 5 seconds to catch up with his body. He aches, but in the best way. His muscles are sore, memories of last night sunken in, straight to the bone. The end of the night is fuzzy, He remembers being overwhelmed, lost in the bliss of it all. He remembers Minho looking at him like he was impossibly endeared. He remembers... Shit.
Oh, you're up.
Minho walks into the bedroom, shirtless. Sweats hung low on his hips. He's so pretty in the rays of light filtering through the curtains. Golden skin, soft curves, his stupidly feline eyes.
I made coffee.
Right, coffee.
Jisung laughs.
Something normal people drink in the morning. Because we're both really normal and cool. I love coffee.
He scrambles up, swallowing the rest of his idiotic babble and making a war path for Minho's kitchen. On his way out the door, Minho swats his ass. Jisung gasps, whacks his hand away, cheeks burning. Minho laughs, following behind him at a much more leisurely pace. Jisung shoves him into a chair at the kitchen table, sitting on his hands. He knows he'll just fidget if he doesn't. His eyes trail Minho as he meanders into the room, stops at the coffee pot, pours two cups. The muscles in his back flex, his arms too. Jisung told Minho he loves him last night. Delirious, sure. Truthful, absolutely. It hit him like a ton of bricks in that moment, with Minho inches from his face, Jisung's favorite person in the world. There's no shot that this is anything other than love. Plain, simple, love. He's in love with his best friend. His best friend just took his virginity. He told his best friend he loves him after losing his virginity to him. Simple. Jisung stares at one spot in the table, where the wood knots and swirls. Life would be easier as a tree. No realizations about sexuality or matters of the heart. But at the same time, Jisung kind of feels bad. Because whatever tree that this table used to be never got to feel what he felt last night. The peak of human existence. The best parts of life. No, the tree just got chopped down and glued into a slab, set in the middle of a kitchen in an apartment. And it can't save him now. Jisung's dug his own grave. A mug slides into view, steam floating off the top. Coffee the exact light brown color Jisung prefers. Minho knows just the right amount of cream. Thank you, he murmurs.
Song,
Minho says. Something in his tone is desperate, almost. Or it's enough to draw Jisung's eyes up.
Huh?
I'm in love with you.
Jisung forgets how to breathe, or move, or be. Minho is right there, standing above him, one hand resting on the table. He doesn't look away, even when Jisung fails to respond within the appropriate time. The night before last, Minho told him he doesn't lie. And then, last night, Jisung walked straight into mortal peril of the love variety, returned with a promise of implicit trust. As Jisung sees it, there's nothing more to be said. If he were a less anxious person, there wouldn't be. But he's still himself, and he thinks that's okay, because Minho likes him regardless.
You told me you'd never lie to me, he says,
his voice deceptively steady. He pushes himself up from the table, leaving his coffee sitting abandoned.
Did you mean it?
Minho nods.
I'd never lie to you. Never. Especially not about something like this.
Jisung takes a shaky step forward, allowing his fingers to search for Minho's own.
Why didn't you tell me before?
I'm selfish.
Minho frowns, just slightly.
I've been in love with you for years, Jisung-i. I thought I was the idiot that fell in love with his straight best friend. Destined to pine forever.
Another step. They're nearly chest to chest. Jisung squeezes Minho's hand, encouraging.
I thought this might be my only chance to have you. I felt so guilty this morning that I threw up. Decided I needed to tell you. Right now.
Hyung.
Jisung's face collapses into worry.
You made yourself sick over me?
Yeah.
Minho huffs a laugh.
I might do it again if you keep asking me questions.
That's so crazy because I was considering using the coffee as an excuse to go throw up. Because I felt just as guilty about using you.
Jisung chances a smile, hoping Minho is there with him.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Jisung-ah?
Minho cups his face in one warm hand, and Jisung leans into the touch on instinct, but a needy cat under Minho's fingertips. He closes the final bit of distance between them, stomachs pressed together.
Not about this.
Jisung's heart threatens to break through his ribs.
I'm in love with you, too.
Minho's smile is bright, gorgeous, and overwhelming. His eyes press up with the force of it, and his hand slides into Jisung's hair, pulling them forehead to forehead.
How long?
I think...
Jisung tries to keep his eyes open, but they flutter shut from the proximity.
A really long time. I'm just really slow on the uptake. I didn't know what butterflies felt like.
And now you do?
And now I do.
Jisung is tired of waiting, so he closes the gap himself. Minho's hand tightens in his hair, tilting Jisung's head for better access. Jisung's stomach explodes into 1,000 smacking wings, each of them more lovely than the last. He wants to do this forever. He wants the spot that Minho's nose presses against his cheek to be tattooed. A constant reminder of where to aim. He wants to consume Minho. Fit him into the hole in his paper doll chest where he thought he'd never fill the gap. But they've already done that, he thinks.
Yeah.
Jisung sucks in a breath. Smile too wide to continue kissing.
It feels like that.
Oh my god, babe!
Jisung gasps, sitting up from where he's been laying comfortably between Minho's legs. Minho reaches forward, hooking his arm around Jisung's chest and pulling him back to his rightful place.
Can't see when you sit up.
Right, sorry, but look! I think this is the one!
They've been looking for one specific painting in Animal Crossing for weeks. Months. The painting that Jisung bought once, but forgot to save the game after buying, because he was too busy breaking Minho's dishes and asking Minho to take his virginity. It's evaded them. Jisung's working theory is that the game is homophobic. Minho squints at the screen, making sure the painting is the actual one, not the fake copy that looks almost exactly the same.
That does seem to be the one.
Oh my god!
Jisung laughs, bouncing around in celebration.
I can't believe it! Wait, are you getting hard?
You're literally rubbing your ass straight onto my dick. Of course I'm getting hard.
Minho grumps, fingers pressing into Jisung's waist, attempting to stop his movements.
Aw, you left me.
I do.
Jisung gets distracted for 10 whole minutes then, kissing his boyfriend. He almost forgets to save the game again, but then Minho does it for him, shutting off the screen as soon as he safely can. He takes Jisung into his lap, kissing him filthily, helping him rock his hips down to grind against him. Minho always gets tired of playing after an hour. Jisung has been meeting the same fate lately. Because he'd rather be fucking his boyfriend than catching imaginary butterflies. Minho can make real ones for him whenever he wants.
What are we going to play now that we've finished our museum?
Jisung asks into Minho's mouth, still nibbling on his bottom lip.
Heard that we can get married in Stardew Valley.
Minho slips his hands under Jisung's waistband. Greedy.
You'd marry me?
Yes.
Don't joke, it would be mean.
Jisung sighs, a moan following right behind. I don't ever lie to you, Han Jisung. The ring is in the dresser drawer.
Next to the extra shower lube?
Jisung so badly wants to hurry across the room, pull open the drawer and find what he already knows will be inside. But Minho's mouth is hot and insistent, and he's more than content with this for now. Minho is his favorite person in the entire world. He'd be crazy to stop kissing him to fetch some silly engagement ring.
I'm going to marry you so hard, Jisung promises,
right after you put your giant cock in me. You have such a way with words.
You love it.
I love you.
The best part about paper dolls is that they can be whatever the creator desires. Cheap, easy to make, an expression of imagination. Jisung used to draw stick figure families when he was a child. He'd cut them out and play with them, make them a family. The daddy, another daddy, and their kids. They'd live happily ever after. It was his M.O. He's not exactly sure when a compass got taken to his chest, leaving him see-through and confused, but it must have been sometime after that. Thankfully, the carefully cut circle missed the most important part, the instructions for how to find the piece that got taken from his hole. Return to Lee Min Ho. Now it's a mantra, a reminder through the day, because he's returned himself perfectly well, that space in his chest full up again. He's complete. He just has to find his way back to bed again at night, settling in with his ear pressed right over Minho's heart. The end. Thank you for listening.